You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show.
One for the money, two for the show. Hit the Louis store right on Rodeo. White SL, the color of yayo. Pass the cup to my girl.
I love the song. I know I mentioned that before. Hey, everybody. Bing is reviewing, and we are here doing the Shaws of Sunset finale show. This is actually season 2, episode 10. Persia Palooza. Big deal. Boom. Boom.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't know. Boom. I don't know what to say after that. I'm your host, Anna Koppel, here with me this evening to my left.
Yes, that's me. I'm Dua Casey. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Yerman Gur.
Hey, guys. I'm Michelle Renee.
So, big night, Persia Palooza, and I'm really eager to get to that. I almost wish we could start with it, but we can't. Got to save the best for last. Yes. Anyway, so it's been a couple of weeks since we had the big game last week.
And right.
That trademark thing. We actually said it last time, but yes. We weren't supposed to. Anyway, so 2 weeks ago, we had the dinner party. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Yerman actively listening, yes? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So
Yerman's in the house mm-hmm. with his mm-hmm. sweater vest, for those mm-hmm. who are listening. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's yeah. very, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always associate sweater vest with Chandler Bing.
I was going to say that, yeah. But I didn't know. So it's very 90s. Circa 1990.
Mid-90s, 94, 95.
Yeah.
Through 98,
it's
maybe.
It's still the 90s. Huh?
So 2 weeks ago, there was a dinner party. And
yeah. So 2 weeks ago, there's a dinner party, and Reza had sort of arranged it so that Gigi could apologize to Asa. Did not go well because Omid and Mike kind of got into it.
Kind of.
They got into it.
Okay.
And
if you can call, I'm a stab you.
I'm a stab
kind of
you.
Getting in, kind yeah. of getting into it, sure.
Bring you don't know me, homeboy.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that them getting into it, that is kind of getting into it. You know, when Gigi attacks Asa, it's what? I took off a few earrings. What happened? Nothing.
Right.
So they really do underplay, downplay. Mm-hmm. They make it not as big of a deal as it is.
I feel like these guys have never actually gotten a fight in their life. You know, I mean, I feel like there's like a lot of talk and a lot of, you know.
Oh, I think that Mike could throw down if need be.
I mean, he looks like it, but I feel like he hasn't.
Like, well, I don't know. I would be willing to pay for that fight. Is what
why didn't he punch him? Why didn't one of them punch the other? They were so heated
because they're so vain. They don't want to mess up their face.
Well, they could go body. I had like a boyfriend in high school who was really into going body, and like they would.
That's what he called it. He's said going body instead of going for the body.
Nothing, nothing above the neck, nothing below the waist. So they would just get in these fights and just sort of like hit each other's chest. Whatever.
At what point do you call that out? Is that like right before you start fighting? Like, stop, no, just go body, right? No face?
Yeah.
They're fighting. What are they?
Like, how do you control that? When the punches are being punched, how do you?
Listen, it's ridiculous. But I just feel like if they actually wanted to punch each other and not mess up the face, which I understand because they're so pretty, mm-hmm. they could still punch each other. But they don't. I just feel like they've never been in a fight. That's just my opinion. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel, guys. Anyway, they kind of got into it.
Right.
But Gigi took Omid outside to sort of cool things off. Reza brings Gigi back inside so that she could speak with Asa. And that didn't go so well either.
I would like at this time to quote something, and this is Gigi's apology to Asa. I personally did not want to violate you in a physical form that day. That was her apology. That's her apology. And then she goes on to say, do you have the rest of the quote? Is that what you're looking at?
She said, I can't apologize for the source of my anger. Yeah. Which I understand, actually. Because if you'll recall, the last episode, they had her in the therapist's office and, like, the angry Gigi and the kind, loving, mm-hmm. logical Gigi talking to each other. And I think she's saying that the source of her anger, this angry Gigi that sort of wins, she can't apologize for, that's a part of her, and she can't apologize for who that is.
So this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Gigi.
But do Asa and the rest of the crew know about killer Gigi versus kind Gigi and those therapy sessions? Because it just sounded like...
No, I don't. No, they don't. But I think she wants to explain it. But I also think, you know, she just calmed Omid down. There were, like, knives and whatever. And Reza, like, pulling her immediately back and being like, okay, go. This is not exactly the moment.
Yeah, that is true. She was so heated. And she was talking jibber-jabber. And she was just so heated that, I mean, Asa was totally in the right. She's like, you can say 1,000 words. You're not saying what you need to say. And she wasn't, like, nothing that came out of her mouth was sincere. But she talks about herself almost like a wild animal. Because later in the episode, she will also make another quote that says, I am very sad that I had to attack Asa. That she had to attack, like that Asa had brought her to the point of anger that she had to attack her because she has no control over herself because she's a wild animal.
And she does. Oh, go ahead.
Can I interject? I think what she was trying to say with the whole I apologize for being physical, but not where my anger came from. I think she was saying, I don't apologize for why I got mad at you and for what made me angry, but I'm sorry for getting physical. But I think that, and then later in the conversation when she's like, wait, when do I ever get to tell her what she did to me? I think she was trying to say that Asa pissed her off and that's why she got mad. But the only part she is really remorseful about is getting physical. But she still stands behind being pissed off for whatever Asa did, which I don't remember what exactly caused the fight.
But that's not an apology. I crossed the line,
yeah, no,
but I was
agree
still
with
right.
That, but I just don't know if she was trying to go that deep as to referencing the previous therapy session.
Well, what I think initially what it was is that Asa was making comments about Omid's nose and that, you know, she has childhood issues about people saying derogatory things about her and she needs to get over it. She needs to get over it. And so in that time at the pool party, she was trying to pull Asa aside and say, in a really calm manner, this is why this upset me. And Asa was really kind of literally kind of pushing her and kind of being like blowing her off. And it really heated her. But I, you know, once you are in the wrong and once you cross that line and once you're physically attacking somebody, kind of doesn't matter the reason. She just needs to apologize and apologize.
Worst apology ever.
Pretty bad apology.
I will agree with that. And if you don't, like, if it's not going to be sincere, just don't do it because then you're just.
I don't agree actually with Mike saying that you have to humble yourself across all lines. It's not like she had to apologize for everything she's ever done, but right. She had to just say, I am sorry, period, mm-hmm. pause, end of statement, please accept my apology, end of sentence.
Well, and also,
that's it.
Do you think that it's odd that everybody was there and it's like, go. Now everybody's watching her. And she now has to,
like, she brought that on herself because she just basically acted like it wasn't. I mean, I kind of feel like she brought that on herself because she walked in and basically her and Asa just acted like nothing was going on. There should have been some sort of effort on her part
to pull her aside.
Because that's what that evening was about. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a, hey, let's have a dinner party. That dinner party was specifically designed for them to get together. And the first thing she should have done, in my opinion, just to get it out of the way and clear the air, was to walk in and say, hey, everybody, listen. So I realize why we're all here. Thank you so much for being here. Asa, I want to personally just say specifically to you, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Can't we just be and then go from there. But none of that happened. So at that point, it was like somebody was going to have to bring it up. It was going to be uncomfortable. Yeah. And then it just happened that it was going to have to be after this alleged knife fight.
I don't know. I mean, Reza's the one who said, let's have a family meeting. I don't know that everybody had to be there. I think those situations, something at that level, you meet maybe in a public place. But I don't know that there needs to be like
in a public place.
But I don't think Asa would meet with her. So maybe they were under the assumption that if they weren't all there to get Asa there, she wouldn't have agreed to the arrangement.
Well, but she was meeting with her, and she was meeting for the apology, and that was the understanding. So she was willing to meet with her.
But just not alone.
Maybe Reza could have been there. Maybe there could have been one mediator, but I don't know that it needed to be a group thing.
Because now, I mean, now she has to be humble, which she hates to do anyway, but now in front of a whole bunch of people watching you, it's like, I don't want to, you know, it couldn't have, Reza couldn't have choreographed a shittier shit show if he tried.
Right.
So he said.
Maybe in some way, all of them were looking to get some sort of an apology from her as well, because I think in some passive way, maybe Asa is the point man on the apology board, but I think Mike and all these other people that have known her for a while also are thinking, what the heck is wrong with you? You're acting crazy and starting to get violent. You owe us an apology, when technically speaking, they should have just taken each of their own opportunities to have one-on-one, like you said, maybe not in a family meeting.
Well, regardless of what happened at that dinner, I think the end result is that she has now severed herself even more from the group, as we saw later in the episode as well, which leaves the door wide open with what will happen in season 3.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps Gigi will have a spinoff.
I think that they overreacted a little bit. Like, I agree with what you said, that it further severs her from the group, but I think that they could control that. I think they need to... I mean, we've all been in situations where maybe there's a group of people and you aren't as close with one person in the group, but that doesn't stop you from hanging out with the whole group. Yeah. And I think as adults, they should just be like, okay, well, obviously Gigi and Asa aren't the best of friends, but okay, you guys be cordial to each other when you see each other. Let's move on.
It's called being an adult.
Yeah, so I don't understand why it was this dramatic, big, like, oh, well, you know, there goes the group.
Well, and Gigi is completely, obviously, totally capable because we saw Anita this episode. And Anita and Gigi last season fought terribly, and now they're really good friends. So,
and you know, it's interesting. We had Anita in as a guest on AfterBuzz last season, and she was lovely. And she sort of hinted that Gigi is not the bad one and sort of hinted that another cast member was. So that was interesting, sort of inside information. Hmm. And that video and podcast is still up, so you can check it out. On iTunes.
On where?
On iTunes.
Super. How do they do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. it's really easy. You can do a Bing search or there's an iTunes app.
Uh-huh.
Check it out on YouTube, anywhere. And when you go on iTunes, it's really great. If you like, you could rate us 5 stars if you like us. If you don't, you can still rate 5 stars and comment that you don't. But, you know.
That's the way we do it here on Shaw's.
That's the way we do it.
That's the way we do it.
5 stars. You suck. Yay.
What's better than 4 stars?
5 stars. If you could rate 6 stars, I know you would. But you don't have that option. So anyway, moving on. There were a lot of sort of, I don't know, transformations, evolutions in relationships. Mm-hmm. MJ and her mom went shopping. This was at the suggestion of the therapist. By the way, the therapist retweeted me, so that was cool.
What did your tweet say?
I tweeted that I would love to have MJ in the studio, and I was really proud of her just watching her growth. And so she retweeted that. So that was sweet.
I'll agree. Her growth is really great this season.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's been fun to watch her journey. It really has been.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she had an opportunity to go shopping with mom. This was mom's opportunity to practice not being critical. Didn't do the best job. Starting with the parking space, she...
Boy, that was some hypercritical stuff, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm pretty sure the law is what, 12 inches from the curb is technically like the maximum that you can be away from the curb.
I didn't even know there was a law.
I think it's 6 inches.
The way you drive, I'm not surprised. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying. But no, I'm kidding. But I think it's something like 12 inches or something like that. And she was... I don't really think she could have. I mean, she was really close.
Yeah, she was.
She would have had to exchange tire molecules with the curb to really be any closer. But to be nice to her mom, she went ahead and reparked.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, bless her heart. So she was really trying.
And was her mother working on her being overcritical? Like, so is that the time
her,
that.
Her mother's working on going, oh no, her. I'm sorry, what's the question?
Is her mother also working on not being so critical, too?
That was the time. It was her mom's opportunity to not be critical.
Okay, now was she aware about how critical that was? It's like at that point, is it like when a dog, you know, craps on the carpet, you'd got to rub their nose in it and know that they were bad. Like, now.
I mean, perhaps the therapist should have been along on the shopping trip. I don't know, but
I think MJ's point too was the fact that just the fact that she's on the shopping quest with MJ was the win, was the small little win.
All right.
That maybe the criticisms are still there, but she'll still take it.
Dua's saying that it didn't start until they entered the store. Because the therapist said shopping trip. So the mom is thinking like, oh, well, we're parking right now, so I can still be critical.
It's neutral ground.
It's like, is that what you were saying?
I'm taking every opportunity I can to get it all out.
The mom was like, this meter is busted. You are too far from the curb. This car is too wide.
And then they're going to lunch. So at lunch, she can be critical again. It's like,
she's going to, yeah, get every opportunity.
As she opens the door, she walks in. She's like, what is this outfit? Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. But doesn't that imply that she would have stopped with the criticisms, which she did not.
She didn't. You have 600 pairs of glasses.
You have 600. Although those Red Carreras sunglasses were really good. I like those. She should have bought those. She definitely should have bought
those. The mother is crazy. That the black dress with the glitter sleeves, that looked hot on MJ. Y'all didn't like it?
No, I thought it was cute.
I loved it. I thought she looked great in it.
Whatever. Anyway, so the mom's super critical. She's not going to change. We've talked about this. It is.
You can't ask somebody that's that old to change. They just don't know. It's just no. Uh-uh.
It's just no. Well, although Reza's grandmother did change, so maybe there.
Well, she had a drink to help her.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say she had a dream, and I was like,
No, she had a dream. She had a drink.
You know who did have a dream? Lily.
Uh huh.
Explain something to me. I just have one quick question.
Did she?
Oh, she did. When Asa and Lily were sitting together and she was talking about how she wasn't with Ali anymore, mm-hmm. which I find, she said, I have a dream. I had a dream. It was really scary. And now I just don't trust him.
No, she had a nightmare.
She had a nightmare. And
first of all, she had a nightmare.
And he cheated on her 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. That's why she
So when she was studying for the bar exam, he took that to be a free pass and decided to cheat on her, apparently, with somebody else.
Yes, but do you not find it odd that 5 years later she's like, I had a nightmare, and it's not his fault that she had the nightmare.
Well,
does that make sense?
She also went to Texas the week prior and spent some time with him, and she just realized, like, wow, I really just don't trust you. And that's the issue. Yeah. So.
And she also made the comment, even if you're in a good place right now in a relationship and that trust has been broken, you can never get back. So to me, maybe it indicated that they were in a okay place with their relationship, but she just can't fade what he did in the past.
And I mean, I feel like they shouldn't be together there. And I agree, trust is like ice. Once it melts, it's gone. Do you guys find it odd that...
Wait a second. Let's take a second to acknowledge that depth. And it's deep, too.
It is. That is profound.
How about if it gets really cold again?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a different shape.
That's good. That's good.
I don't know. But do you find it odd that she went to Texas and none of that was documented at all? Like, wouldn't Bravo be like, oh, you know, she's going to Texas? Like, why wouldn't they take the cameras?
Because you have to get agreement from everybody, and it could be that none of Lily's family nor Ali agreed to be on camera. So,
I mean, Ali did send his awesome emissary at one point to tell her that she was wasting her life away and that she should just come back to the firm. So maybe they really want to have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, perhaps.
But yeah, she had a nightmare that he cheated on her.
Well, I have to say, this is the first time I really liked Lily. I felt like she was being genuine for the first time. She cried. I like it that she cried. No. But
You do. Just say it.
But I felt like she let her guard down finally, and she was talking about something real and not, you know, swim de re. She was like a human being. Mm-hmm. And
she was like, you're not even going to give it to her then? She was like a human being?
Yeah, she was a human being. Okay. And I liked her, and I finally liked her. So,
yeah, I noted the same thing, that her vulnerability in that scene was touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's still not my favorite character, but
agreed.
Good for her.
But
and you know what was interesting too? I completely agree with all of you, and I do think that it is a quirky little pair that Asa and Lily are kind of like, seems like they're becoming friends. I think now it just might be her voice. If she had a different voice, I really might be able to. I mean, she's successful. She's smart. She's a little bit too into her looks, but she has a lot of really good redeeming qualities. And then here she was vulnerable. But if her voice was different,
hair and her face a little. But,
oh, it's a slippery slope.
see what happened there?
I was trying to come with. I was trying to go along for this ride, and then I just ruined it.
You know, I ruined a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
I don't know. I mean, you know,
Next time you hear Lily, just try and picture her with a different voice and listen to her words, but not her voice.
I've just gotten used to it now, honestly, the voice. It makes sense. It wouldn't be, she couldn't have like a deeper voice with that face, all that makeup, her hair 6 times as big as her head, every single time a different style. It wouldn't work.
I just want to look fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When she said that, I was like, you say those exact words every time. Like, it doesn't matter what event you're going to. Yeah. Like, I just want to look fierce.
Yeah, we get it. Well, Reza was like a good boyfriend in this episode as well. We saw that. He was very like sweet with Adam.
He was.
And
if by sweet you mean evasive and
I'm on your side, and
unable to answer a question directly and misdirecting everything.
He was sweeter. It's
and
not
he forgot
like,
the
it's
napkins.
Not like
How
the...
do you forget the napkins? It's a picnic.
He's forgetful.
Oh, did you notice that he couldn't sit still, though? When he was on the beach, it was up and down and up and down and up and down. And it was like he was very nervous. I do agree with you, Anna. He was a lot sweeter compared to the time that they went cooking together. And he was making those, you know, snide comments left and right.
But he was doing an activity that Adam enjoys doing.
Uh-huh.
That Persians will never do. I didn't know that picking up seashells was a very American thing.
Apparently, I don't know about this either. And
I don't think he said American. He said white.
Yeah, he said... He said sea glassing is the Persian people. It's only white people would do it, but I don't.
I would just like to say that I'm white and I'm not into sea glass.
Yeah, and I've never heard of it, and I've got a lot of white friends, so.
So maybe it's just like an Adam thing. What do you got, Michelle?
I just think his boyfriend is corny, so that's why he was picking sea glass.
Yeah,
I don't think it's to do with race.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's like an old person thing to do.
I don't really see it's how like, those two get along. Like what Adam. His name is Adam. Yes.
Yes.
Adam seems like the. Adam seems like everything about him seems completely opposite to everything that Reza seems to be about.
Absolutely. We've discussed this before that it is, and it's almost like Reza's light can shine in with Adam because he allows him to be – it's like them in the car. Can we toast to me? We're not going to toast to us. And then they toast. Can we toast to me? He can be that like
– But wouldn't that just be difficult? Wouldn't that just make things hard all the time?
I think it makes
from
things
from Adam's side, from Reza's side. I mean, it's like nobody seems to be enjoying the conversation. It always seems to be like, let's have a drink and squash this because I don't know where this is going.
I think Adam finds Reza exciting. I think Reza will eventually get bored with Adam, and I think that that's what happens. He likes Adam, but it's just Adam's not enough for him. So he's like, he can't deal with one, you know, what is it, Gugutalo?
Dudutalo.
There it is. He can't deal with one Dudutalo for the rest of his life, you know? So he needs something else.
It seemed to me like Adam was getting a little annoyed with it, though, in the car. So I'm thinking that Adam is going to be over it.
I feel like Adam was getting annoyed on the picnic, too. Mm-hmm. Like he was, because Reza was like, did you enjoy this? And he's like, no. Like,
did you
He's
see
like,
Reza's
oh, hummus
face
again.
When he was like, you didn't like the pita? Reza was like really insulted.
Well, and the thing is, he was like, no, I have it every day. I'm like, that makes no sense. Then you obviously did enjoy it if it's something you eat every day.
Yeah.
This makes no sense, but whatever.
That's funny. I thought that was just Adam's face. Was he upset? Or I just thought that he just had that face.
And some of the comments he's making, like in the car when he, Reza was like, do you know how I feel about you? And he's like, I don't know. You never tell me. Like, that just seemed a little defensive to me instead of just being like, no, how do you feel? You know? Or, I don't know.
Well, it's obviously some resentment between them. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I guess basically what throws me off is that there doesn't seem to be any playful exchange there. It seems to be like people tiptoeing around each other. And that doesn't sound like a stable relationship to me at any level, let alone casually dating or serious relationship. It just seems kind of trippy. It's like like you never know what's going to happen. And frankly speaking, that I don't know how you would enjoy that on any level, even if you were just like, all right, let's hang out and watch a movie. Because everything that would come out of somebody else's mouth would be like probing and innuendo and stuff.
How long have they been dating? Did they mention that? Like the on and off, like how long have they been dating total? Do you know any?
Well, they said that when they were cooking together, didn't he say, Adam was saying, was actually resenting Reza for not knowing how long they'd been together, right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And I want to say something like 2 or 3 months at that point in time.
I think longer than that.
Longer? Yeah. Was it? We'll have to, ladies and gentlemen,
comment. Somebody tell us.
Somebody tell us. Come on, comment on in. But it can't be more than a few months.
If somebody knows, please call 424-256-1729.
And do you think that Adam is a gold digger? Because they were talking about the proposing, and he was like, if you want it, he goes, obviously you've been thinking about it. If you wanted me to propose, how would you want me to propose? Or what? How would you want me, you know, let me see the ring first. To me, that was just like, now Reza has all this money, and he wants to see the ring.
I think Adam just doesn't really have a lot going on, and he just really would like to settle down with a nice gay man and have a marriage, adopt a child, possibly from Vietnam. I don't know. Or something. And then have a life. I don't know if it's gold digging as much as just he's just in it for finding a man to marry.
I love that I can hear Martin laughing in the back, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Martin.
It really does. It helps.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Vietnam. It can be from anywhere.
Well, not Russia anymore.
Cambodia.
Sure. Cambodia. Not Russia. Can't be Russia.
You can't adopt children in Russia.
That's right. I remember hearing
that. Can you believe that? Somebody sent a child back to Russia. Put them on a plane. And like, they're like, no thanks to that. Unbelievable. Anyway, people. Okay, can we get into Persianpalooza?
Yes.
I'm super excited about it.
Tarantulas.
First of all.
We didn't talk about MJ and her boyfriend.
Let's talk about MJ and her boyfriend. Yeah, let's talk about that really quickly.
Oh my gosh, do you know how much she wants to talk about Drizzy right now? Did you see
them? I love them. Oh my gosh, I just love them. That's all I can say.
She looked downright smitten. That's the word I'm going to use.
But they have a healthy relationship, I think, right? There's the playfulness that we talked about that didn't seem to be there with Adam and Reza.
I feel like he's so much younger than she is.
Well, don't, you know, so, I mean, it's like every, like women always say, it's okay for men to date young women, but it's not okay for women to date younger men.
Yeah, is he a gold digger?
I don't know. Didn't he seem to be doing just fine on his own?
No, he's like,
they seem to both be having fun.
And they're still together.
And he makes her punctual. I mean, what's the downside here?
Yeah.
And his name is Drizzy.
His name is Drizzy.
His
real name is George.
His
nickname is Drizzy. I don't have a cool nickname like Drizzy.
Yeah, you have YG. That's even cooler.
That's true. Some people call me YGZ. They do. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, you are. Nobody calls you that.
Call my friends. Call on in. Tell them.
Somebody.
People. My people. Come on.
All of my people, call in.
Yes,
let them
please.
Know you call me YGZ.
Hilarious.
I can't make that up.
Okay. You can.
You just did.
I did not. Dude, I swear I get called that. All right. Who cares?
People call me A-Kizzle. So there. Mm. Look what just happened.
Okay. Well, if they do, good for them. I wouldn't call you that.
A-Cops. People call me that. Matt Rankings call me that.
A-Cops?
Yeah.
A-Cops.
Whatever. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
So
that's all you wanted to say about them? You like made sure we brought it up?
I didn't. I thought maybe other people had things to say as well.
Yes, but I want to hear what you have to say, Michelle.
I just love them. That's all I had to say.
Oh, okay.
Nothing too much for me.
All right, awesome. Persianpalooza.
Jeez. Wow.
Yikes, she's tough tonight.
She is tough.
Listen.
She's like a drill sergeant.
Finale episode tough. That's kind of tough.
Finale episode tough. That's right. We have a lot of news and gossip.
Persianpalooza, do it.
Persianpalooza, let's do it. So first of all, the rehearsal for Persianpalooza is a little bit of a disaster. Maybe they should have had more than one rehearsal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm realizing there's a lot of details. We are rehearsing tomorrow's the performance. I'm like, what? You just have one rehearsal?
So is Persianpalooza something that's held annually? Is this?
I don't know. I mean, it's the El Rey. It's late at night. It started at 11:30.
Wasn't
this the first time?
Yeah, I think this is the first annual. I don't know. Asa is starting it.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a Persianpalooza before. I think that's just a cute name that she came up with this concert.
Mm-hmm.
No?
So this is her. This is her. Okay, because I know that she had a guest on the Andy.
I love Andy.
Exactly. So I didn't know if there was like maybe like a whole other segment or part of the show that we didn't watch, and the only part that we saw was about this was just. Her
I don't
show.
Think so. I think the whole concept of Palooza is there are multiple artists. And there are not that many artists in Iran or out of Iran performing out of Iran. And Andy was there. Andy's very famous.
I'm guessing that if it were an annual thing, Asa would not be the headliner.
Right.
Guessing.
Well, considering it's her first time, I would agree with that.
Right. Right. Yeah. That it's her first show. Yeah.
Andy would be headlining and Asa would come in for like 3 seconds.
Who is Andy?
Andy's a very famous Persian pop star.
Are you familiar with him before this show?
I mean, familiar with him a little bit. It's not like I listen to his music. I'm familiar with him.
Do you know him from the show?
No, from this show? No. I know of him just a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, I got to know more about him. I didn't really know anything about him except that he was a pop star.
That he existed.
Yeah, that he was a performer.
Do you have one of his CDs in your car currently?
That is incorrect. I do not.
Is he on
one
your
of
iPod?
His songs on your iPod, yeah.
He's not on my iPod.
Okay, you don't know him, who he is then. You don't know him.
You never.
I'm just joking.
Have you ever met him?
You're not a fan.
Wow.
Tough crowd tonight. Tough crowd.
At what point? I loved Asa's henna on her hands, but at what point can we talk about her outfits?
A little bit too tight for her.
Well, I'm really like she. Okay. The high top shoes. Breathe. The high top shoes were actually cool and funky, just not with the outfit. I feel like you should not wear gold with black and yellow.
Black if it's yellow, going black to be and yellow, black and yellow.
If it's going I have a to question. Be a skin I have a question, tight. Though, Dua.
Yes.
What do you know about gold?
Because apparently you don't know much, but Asa does.
What do you know about gold?
I don't know. I get it. Yeah, I know. Okay. I got it.
Okay. No, the song, the line from that song. Mm-hmm. You're a thin gold chain on layaway. That's what she, like, I had to write that down.
That's
like,
a lyric.
What the hell does that?
That's an Asa lyric
girl,
right there.
Girl, you a thin gold chain on layaway.
Yikes. What is
that? Like,
that means you can't afford the thin gold chain. Yeah.
It was bad.
So you're making payments on a thin gold chain.
You got nothing. Yeah.
You're poor.
But coming from someone that's supposed to be so spiritual and loving and peace for all, like, that's mean. It's that you're going to criticize me that I can't afford gold.
And doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know what? That's actually a really astute observation, ladies. That is quite a materialistic song for somebody mm-hmm. that infuses her water with love energy. Mm-hmm. I don't think that song was infused with a lot of love energy.
No, it wasn't.
Well, her water is also infused with diamonds, which only like 1% of the population can afford.
Right.
She can't even afford it.
Right.
I loved her perseverance, though. I have to say that I really enjoy the fact that as sometimes when Asa does crazy, wild, outlandish things, at least she has a vision and she's moving forward. You know, she might wear these nutty outfits, but she's doing her thing. And she's got a lot of dedication, a lot of perseverance, and I think that that is admirable.
Well, it's interesting to me that she wants to turn this into kind of – she wants to make herself out to be a champion of bringing out a unique Persian pop culture, which there isn't one of because of the way that their country has mm-hmm. been in the past and
correct.
Their culture and so on. Yes. That's great. I just don't know exactly what – I mean, I don't know how she's doing that by – like she's not singing. She's – I don't know if you can call that rap. Is that what we're going to call it? I don't know.
I would think I would consider
speaking.
That.
Speaking. Like spoken word?
Spoken
I mean, she
word,
should,
yeah.
She, and at most, she just she'd consider herself a spoken word artist. But there's like outfits and henna. And then there's rapping about what you know about gold on layaway. I mean, but peace and diamonds.
Are you saying that she needs to get her brand
I think she needs to focus as to how exactly she's going to bring about a Persian pop culture.
She needs to pull it in. Reel
also,
it in.
Also, you guys, she was drinking smart water.
Yeah.
That was the first thing. We're in the screening room, and she brought her diamond water with her in the car, remember? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But then in the dressing room, she pulled out a bottle of smart water, and Anna's like, is she drinking smart water?
What was that about?
And didn't she sprinkle the diamond water on the group afterwards when they were all hanging out and partying? Wasn't that a bottle of diamond water? She was like...
I don't know, but I'm just saying, first of all, smart water, this is the biggest performance of your life. You've been saying this forever. Now you're drinking, you got the henna, mm-hmm. Whatever she saged herself with. But then you're going to drink smart water. Smart water, you guys, by the way, has sodium in it. It makes you thirstier, so you keep drinking water. It's like the worst water you could possibly drink.
Not that Anna is particular about it one way or another or has an opinion on it.
I'm just saying it is not smart to drink smart water.
Oh, dear.
Boom.
So, but it's crazy to me that she didn't bring her diamond water. That's like the one. What are you doing? What's going on?
No other expense was spared. But then she's like, "No, I should really cut back and drink smart water instead."
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah, that was a real shocker.
Anyway, besides that, I really loved the moment with her mom. I thought that was really a sweet moment.
Did you see? It was very, very sweet. The moment with her crying, I cried.
Yeah, Dua cried.
I did. Well, it was,
and so it's not. often. She's like the Tin Man.
I'm soulless. Well, it was just such a moment for her. It's like, I know that feeling, like right before you're about to go on stage, you've got all of this adrenaline going and everything. It's just like...
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you often found yourself about to perform at Persia Palooza? Because that's singing live for the first time.
I know that feeling. I've got something to tell you after the show, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, but it's just like so many emotions, and then she just like let it go. It was great. And I loved how her mother started dancing to What You Know About Gold. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it was just a really, it was such, I felt the accomplishment for her. And that's what I felt. Although she needed somebody else to do her hair. Like, I mean, Lily couldn't have had her glam squad come over. Like, it did look a little frizzy, right?
Well, she had a black woman doing it. Like, well, that's not going to happen. I mean, no offense to black women, but what do black women know about doing Persian hair? Like, if you're going to go for a performance, that might not be the best time to try out an African-American hairstylist.
Well, the thing is, I would think that a hairstylist is a hairstylist, and you wouldn't learn how to, you know, a makeup artist knows how to put makeup on.
I have Asian friends who go to hairstylists who specifically... specialize in cutting Asian hair.
Wait a minute. So let me ask you a question then. I'm going to ask this to you because you, for those people that are listening, you are. Now, if you go to a white hairstylist, does she have trouble doing your hair?
I've never been to a white hairstylist.
Yeah, that it's very different hair.
Like, I know that the texture and everything is very different, and there's you have to use like a lot more oil, correct? Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know that. I just thought like a hairstylist learned how to do all different types of hair.
They might know how to cut different hair maybe, but actually like doing it, like straightening it, getting chemicals in it. If I ever went to a white hairstylist, I would ask like, have you ever like done African-American hair? Like this is going to turn into an afro. Once water hits it, are you prepared for what's going to happen?
Only Turkish people touch my hair.
That's really interesting.
I haven't found any Turkish stylists, but... When I do, only
that. That explains your hair, then.
Yeah.
But it could also be, it could also be that her hair was okay, but then she was like up there, like sweating and whatever. It's like humidity in her hair is such that it just got frizzy. Could be.
I don't know. It was like that when she went on stage.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was something. So Gigi wasn't there. She respected Asa's wishes. She didn't go to the Palooza.
She went to Fashion Minga with Anita.
That is correct. And that's where we saw Anita, I believe, for the first time this season.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
She was at the finale. Now, I can't see how season 3 is really going to work unless they kind of figure out a way to get these people back together. Are they just going to have different storylines with Gigi and with the rest of the group?
Well, I think you might have some news and gossip that I'm going to like kind of just blow right now.
Don't blow it.
Yeah, go.
Don't.
About
I don't,
Anita.
Don't,
do you want to say it?
What? Is what? Speak. Speak, my child.
That Anita... might be back for season 3.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. It's a rumor. We don't know for sure, but...
A rumor has it. So they might be able to bring the group back together by having Anita there. She might, if they have her as, like, a main cast member, she and Gigi seem to be really close friends. Mm-hmm. So they can maybe mend the group that way because Anita's also really good friends with Reza.
Yeah.
They wouldn't consider just letting Gigi go.
Letting her go?
Well, I mean, like, go her own way. Not firing her. I'm saying, like, go her own way and not be in the show.
Well, I think they could also... I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
They could also do a spinoff because they have enough drama with Gigi's sister. And they have the friendship with Anita. And they have the relationship with the father. I mean, I think they could easily do... And she has her hair extension, whatever. You know, Omid. They could easily do a spinoff.
They could.
But
that's a really good idea, and because wherever Gigi goes, their drama is not far behind.
Right, right.
Interesting. I would just think that does Gigi have enough of a following right now to sustain the ratings of her own spinoff?
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think she certainly has caused a lot of drama this season. So we tried to get Gigi in studio tonight. We could not make that happen, unfortunately. But anybody who does follow Gigi, or Gigi, if you're listening, we would love to have you in next season because we love you and we're a fan. So so that's all I have to say on that.
Yep. So Persia Palooza brings us all back together.
The group minus
Gigi.
Mm-hmm. Mike had Jessica there. And he did speak to his parents. They were very supportive of their relationship. And that was nice.
Yes. So.
And by the way, that was huge.
Yes.
That was huge. For them, for the mother to come around first, I found was shocking to me. And then for the father.
How sweet was that?
It was a really great point, too. It's like I've dreamt, I've had this moment. He tells his son, I had this moment, like, I can't tell my granddaughter what I want to tell her and have it be heartfelt because I don't speak English. I need my granddaughter to speak the same language. And it's like one of the reasons that, you know, and Mike completely understood. And he's like, she's learning Farsi. Like, your traditions will not be lost. And I think that that's one of their biggest fears is that their traditions are going to be lost and, you know, stuff will just get slipped through the cracks.
So it wasn't an unequivocal no. No. Absolutely not. It was even his reason. I mean, he felt differently, he said, but his reason that made it set it up like he was just going to say, I don't believe in this. I don't think it's right. But his reason was actually a very logical and touching one. It wasn't
really
the fact
sweet.
That he wasn't he didn't unequivocally want someone who was not Persian or not Jewish. It's just that he wanted to be able to express himself to someone he would consider to be his daughter, as he did not have one. They've got three sons, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a really sweet angle. And, of course, what do you say to that except, oh, you know, by all means, you know, just make the effort. You know, it sounds pretty cool that she's now apparently learning, trying to learn Farsi, which bravo to her. It's not an easy thing.
I'm interested in what her parents feel because aren't Italian families kind of, you know, strict on that
sure.
too?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
And they aren't married yet. It seemed to me like he was kind of asking for their blessing to move forward with the relationship. And I don't know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so maybe she has something to look forward to. But they aren't engaged, so what's holding them up?
I think what happened is, regardless of whether or not they're both in a place to get married or want to get married, I don't think that he felt comfortable consistently, like growing and developing these feelings that are only going to get stronger if he knew that his parents weren't going to...
Right. He said mentally, too, didn't he? He said he wasn't able... He felt like he was like laying in bed thinking about it, that he wasn't really going to be able to move forward mentally with this relationship until he had the okay from his parents so that he could start thinking about it in the scope of, like, could I marry her? I mean, he does say this is the one.
Yeah,
he did say that.
She's going to be a good wife, good mother.
And she's going to be a good wife. But I guess he's not prepared to really kind of enter, or that is to say, be in the relationship with that intent, with those intentions, until he had the blessing of his parents. I mean, I guess a marriage blessing is still to come if it needs to happen.
Yeah.
This is just to be like, okay, well, what do you think? Is it okay with you guys if I continue to be with this woman?
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, I'd be interested to find out what Jessica's parents are saying about, I mean, obviously Italians are just as family oriented.
Well, does Jessica know Italian? Because if Mike is learning Farsi, which my mother, when she married my father, learned Arabic.
You mean Jessica's learning Farsi?
Jessica's learning Farsi right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's learning Farsi. So is Mike going to learn Italian?
Well, do they speak Italian in the house or...
That was my question. It's like, do you think that if Jessica's family is Italian, they speak Italian, would Mike do that and learn Italian?
That would probably be a fair request. I myself, put in his position, would probably be inclined to do just that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, be like, okay, and here you go. You've learned Farsi, I learned Italian, we meet halfway.
Why not?
And that way both cultures are properly represented. You speak those languages to the children, hopefully.
You got some wicked smart trilingual kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's how trilingual people, multilingual people happen, is because their parents have multiple languages under their belt and they just speak to them in different languages. And you learn all that stuff when you're young and it never goes away.
Yeah. News and gossip.
News and gossip.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, folks, and do you know what that means? It is the official launch of Diamond Water.
Woo-hoo!
In an interview that Asa gave on YouTube, she said, "Gentlemen, if you cannot afford to buy your ladies diamonds, buy them some diamond water." So February 9th, in an undisclosed location somewhere in Los Angeles, Mike revealed all for Playgirl magazine. His girlfriend Jessica Parido, I think I might be pronouncing her name incorrectly, was with him at the shoot. And he quoted, "She is here to help me. She is my official fluffer."
Uh-huh.
He said, and he was laughing about that. And then he was like, "She's being totally supportive." He is honored being a Persian man on Playgirl's 40th year. This is their 40th year anniversary, and he wants to show that Persians can be sex symbols, as you mentioned in News and Gossip last week as well. Now, for the ladies that are looking to find him, I do want to let you know, if you don't already know, that Playgirl is only available online. So I don't think they have any printed publications any longer. MJ has been doing a lot of interviews about her body image. She talked to Access Hollywood about how she was put on diet pills when she was 14, and it was a long and struggling road to get into a place where she was comfortable about her body image. But she says that she is now now there. She is comfortable in her skin and is a good role model for full-figured girls. In an interview that she gave with GossipDavid.com, when asked about negative comments and regarding to pictures in her skimpy bikinis, she said that she would read them and then she would laugh because these pictures would not be the last or the first that were ever taken of her. They were intentionally taken to make her look bad. And she just said, I'm a real woman and I strive to do my best. Later in the interview, she did also hint at the fact that she might be launching a clothing line for full-figured women. And then Gigi...
I have to interrupt for 1 second. It's awesome because Dua is just like flipping through papers, kind of like a news correspondent or anchor woman, if you will. Please continue. Go ahead.
Sorry. Gigi, I think that Martin's going to have some pictures Gigi officially has called off her engagement. And then this right here is her new man.
Whatever. He's not all that.
She recently tweeted, look at this. But he's like, this is obviously some type of swim competition. For those of you that are just listening, I have up on the screen a picture of his name is Sean. And this is Gigi's new man, and he is well ripped.
What's his full name?
It's Sean Sett. Sett, S-E-T-T-E, Sean Sett.
Okay, this to me sounds like they smushed Shaws of Sunset together. Sean Sett.
That's really interesting because when I went to go find him on Twitter, he has just gotten a new Twitter account. He has no posts yet. He has, like, maybe a few followers.
It's a fake boyfriend. It's a made-up name. Sean Sett.
Who's the guy she's in the picture with? Can
we go to the other picture, Martin? Maybe it's just some guy that she's paying publicity. I have no idea. Do we need to call Catfish?
Let's call Catfish. Let's call Neve.
Let's call Neve from MTV's Catfish, see what he has to say. She does also say that her and Omid are still good friends. They were at the Will I Am Grammy party the other night. So, you know, they still party together. Like, I think that whole engagement thing was a whole publicity.
Photoshopped.
That's them.
He does look kind of photoshopped. Look at that big ass head.
I mean, this looks more like a high school prom picture than it does like
she
something that was
young.
Taken.
She looks very young. Look at how young she looks there.
Photoshop.
I'm saying.
Anna's not having it. Photoshop.
Yeah. That's
Sean
really crazy.
Sett.
Yeah.
That's
a fake name.
Sean Sett.
Well, it doesn't have to be his real name. It could be like his stage name
this
or something.
Information I got about Gigi, I got actually from Reality T. So that would be really interesting.
Oh, usually they're pretty accurate, actually. So
this could also be like maybe you're right. Maybe Gigi's going to do a spinoff and they're going to have some type of, you know, they got to get all the publicity in order.
So I guess she and Omid broke up a month ago, you said, right?
She officially called off the engagement last month.
Okay.
Which was, like, a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, that's accurate.
So she's definitely sowing her oats.
Huh.
Is that all you have?
That is it for now.
Okay, I have a really important news update. AfterBuzz has opened a store. So you can go on the AfterBuzz TV website, AfterBuzzTV.com, and you can click a link. And we have all kinds of stuff. As you mentioned, Valentine's Day is coming up. So if you're not really quite sure what to get your sweetheart, maybe they're cold and you can get them a hoodie. Or maybe they have a laptop and you can get them a laptop cover. We have all kinds of stuff. I got my niece
a onesie.
And you can actually see that on the AfterBuzz TV Twitter feed because she's the cutest little girl in the universe. Not that I'm biased, but anyway, we do have but I'm in love with her. So, but we have all kinds of swag to choose from.
Nice.
So hit it up.
Maybe she's pregnant. You can get her a onesie.
Yeah, you know, maybe, ladies, that is a way to tell your gentleman that you're pregnant. You can be like, here's a onesie. Guess what?
He's going to love
that
it.
That would be an interesting way to divulge that information. I'll tell you that right now.
I got you,
do you not know my size? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
As the coin drops.
Underwear?
Yeah, you're like, what the? Wait a minute.
I think we've talked about this before, but I really think we should have AfterBuzz underwear.
I've said we should.
I've said we should.
Like,
well, I'm saying we should now.
Tidy whities. We should have AfterBuzz tidy whities.
I think that we should have a thong, and it could just say the AfterBuzz TV logo, like right on the
front.
Where
the heck on the thong is the AfterBuzz TV
on the front? Or it could say "Buzz you later" on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, that is inappropriate, people.
Well,
I thought that was genius.
Anyway, we do not have underwear yet, but maybe soon to come. But we have all kinds of other goodies, so please check it out. And bye, bye, bye. So, anyway, bye, bye, bye. Anyway, let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Michelle, you want to kick us off?
I predict that Reza and what was his name?
Adam.
Yeah,
and what's his name? Yerman or Michelle.
What's his name?
What's his name?
I know.
Can't remember his name.
I want to call him Ryan. He looks like a Ryan to me.
Whatever makes you more comfortable.
Reza and Adam/Ryan. I don't. If they're even together now, I predict that they won't be together for much longer.
Wow. I mean, if this is how enthusiastic you guys are about him, I think that is correct prediction.
Michelle's like, what's his name? Really? What's his name again?
Good old what's his name?
I do not have any predictions myself. I just kind of everything kind of wrapped up. I'm just kind of curious to see what I actually don't think. Well, I guess I have a prediction. I don't think Jeezy's going to come back.
That was my prediction.
You can have the same prediction.
Yerman, I think that's a great prediction because that's what I thought. I don't think that Jeezy is going to make it back for season 3.
I'm sorry. Did I steal your thunder?
No, it's totally okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear thunder. Let's hear a thunder for Dua's prediction. Was your thunder? That was the worst thunder.
Well, I was
ever.
Waiting for Martin to come in with a soundbite, and I didn't
Martin.
See it.
I don't know if we have thunder soundbite.
You've got everything in
Martin,
there.
Martin, why don't you just come in with Gossip Girl again?
Seriously?
Oh yeah. Hey, how dare you?
Seriously. So you agree with me? I don't. How?
I don't think that she's going to be back. What, is this the first time we've ever agreed on anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think that she's going to be back. I think that perhaps, like, she might be on for a few episodes during the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I just think that unless there's something that drastic that happens, there's just no, it's just going to be, like, two separate shows anyway. You know? So right. I go ahead, Anna.
I predict that Asa will change her look.
Like
Thank
how?
God.
I think somebody will say, I think this is a great idea. I think she'll get like a handler or a manager or something. And somebody will say, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea to, mm-hmm. you know, she said my Persian culture, but bring it into American Persian culture. And somebody will say, this is a great idea. You got to change up your look. So
she definitely needs some polishing.
Right. So I think she'll get some polishing.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if a haircut is involved in that polishing because hair is pretty sacred stuff.
Straightening, maybe.
You know what? Her hair is beautiful. She just needs to style it correctly, relax it, and keep it like.
She actually looked good when it was straightened in those few shots in the interview.
Yeah,
her hair looked. I actually thought that's what she was going to look like on the performance.
Well, it wasn't. It was just, you know, she was dancing and singing and everything. It was just it was a wreck
when she was getting ready in the morning. It looked beautiful. I thought, mm-hmm. but. Whatever. Anyway. Great. It's been a great season.
Yay.
we'll see you at season 3.
Have a great hiatus, everybody. Oh,
this is Andy, the Iranian singer.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Martin.
Your mom's favorite artist.
Your mom's just going to listen to this when he goes to his car.
You guys want to give your Twitter handles real quick?
Oh, yeah. Martin, good call.
Oh, yeah. That is a great call. Thanks, Martin. I'm your host, Anna Copley. You can follow me at Copple4Mayor. KOPPELFORMAYOR.
Hi, I'm Dua Casey. You can follow me on Twitter at Dua Casey. DuaKaissi. Or you can catch me here Thursday nights buzzing about anger management.
And you can find me on Twitter at Yerman Gur, YERMANGUR.
I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
Yeah. Have a great hiatus, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.